This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. At least six people have been killed, dozens wounded, and an armed clash in Beirut. The clashes unfolded on Thursday during protests organized by the militant Hezbollah group and its allies against the lead investigator into last year's massive blast at the port city. The prime minister told reporters that many of the wounded were shot by snipers. He called the events a very dangerous sign. Hezbollah, as in the Shiite Mal movement, both want the lead investigator removed. The tensions over the port blast have added to Lebanon's enormous multiple troubles, including an economic meltdown. A building fire in Taiwan has that raged out of control hours early Thursday in a major city in the Taiwan left at least 46 people dead. They're also saying that about 41 other people have been injured as a result. The overnight flames and building billowed from the lower floors of the 13th-story building as firefighters tried to douse the blaze from the street and aerial platforms in one city. It took firefighters until after 7 a.m. to extinguish that fire. Many people in the upper floor appeared not to have been damaged directly. However, the smoke was thick enough to have been killed several people and dozens who were there as a result of the fire. Again, overnight flames had and smoke had billowed from the lower floors of the 13-story building as firefighters tried to douse the blaze from the street and aerial platforms. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A panel of U.S. health advisors has now endorsed booster shots for Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. And that's according to the advisors, talking to the FDA and others involved in the process. And again, the a building fire and it has raged out of control for hours. It killed several people as a result. It took firefighters until 7 in the morning to get the fire under control. Still, a number of people have been unaccounted for. They're still unsure how far the fire has raged. A spokesman for Bill Clinton says the former president is in a hospital in California being treated for a non-COVID-related infection. A spokesperson says that Clinton was admitted to the University of California Irving Medical Center on Tuesday evening. And she says that Clinton is on the mend in good spirits and is incredibly thankful to the doctors, nurses, and staff providing him with excellent care. Clinton's physician says that he is responding to antibiotics as well. They hope he will go home soon. The UN Special Envoy for Colombia is now calling for greater efforts to integrate former combatants who are struggling with access to land and housing and finding sustainable incomes and security. That's according to Carlos Ruiz Massu, talking to the UN Security Council on Thursday. He also says that the ex-combatants had told him that these gains that they've made so far may be in jeopardy as a result. He is pointing to a lack of income, land ownership, and the deaths of 296 ex-combatants, mainly by armed groups and criminals. U.S. President Joe Biden has now signed into law a bill raising the country's debt limit until early December, delaying the prospect of an unprecedented federal default that would then cause an economic disaster, not just in the United States, but also worldwide. The House passed a $480 billion increase in the country's borrowing ceiling on Tuesday after the U.S. Senate approved it in a party-line vote. Senate Republicans have said that eventually they'll join Democrats, and they then allowed the bill to come to the floor for a full vote. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell has said that Republicans will offer no support for another increase when December rolls around. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.